Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just waiting for a couple that went upstairs, so I'm just waiting for them to get there. The reason we're down here, there's renovations. Turn it down a little bit, Jack, if you don't mind. Hallelujah. The reason we're down here is there's renovations taking place upstairs. So, amen. And we thank God for all that He's doing.
Yes.
Amen. I'm going to go ahead and get into the Word. Amen. We're good. Thank you, son. You know, one of the things, when I sent out a message to everyone, I just want you to get a hold of something. For weeks, we've been talking about this transition service. And I want you to understand what Webster's defines transition. It's a process or a period of change. In other words, what transition is, it just doesn't happen. There's a process. And we're going through a process.
Amen.
Amen. And God is transitioning us, yes. Amen, yes. Into the new season that we're stepping into. And, you know, one of the things that God reminded me this morning, my daddy told me all the time. He said, son, your time is not God's time, but He's always on time. He is never late.
Amen.
He is never late. So sometimes we're saying, hey, sometimes it's in God's time and it's God's plan. And what I was reminded of in this today is, like when Jesus, in Luke 24:49, He told them, He said, behold, I send the promise of the Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high. Amen? They had to wait. And as they were waiting in the upper room, the Bible says, suddenly there came a sound from heaven, like a mighty rushing wind, and filled all the house where they were sitting. And what He was saying to them, it was manifested all of a sudden, but they had to wait. And God sometimes has us in that place of waiting. And I don't always understand the waiting room. But I understand that God always has a plan. And His plans are for good and not for evil. His plans is to give us hope and an expected end. Amen. So today I want to take you for the message this morning in Isaiah chapter 48. Isaiah 48. Let me give you a hug. Isaiah 48, verse number 3. The prophet says this. He says, I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth, and I shewed them, and I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. So today I want to talk to you about the season of transition. Listen to me. We've had the prophecy. The prophecy will be produced. But God calls for us to be patient and wait for the promise.
Amen.
That's right.
We have the prophetic word. It's been spoken.
Yes.
It's beginning to produce in front of our very eyes.
Amen.
And He's calling for us to be patient until the promise is fulfilled.
That's right.
Amen. Let me ask, can we look the word together? I don't know. That's just me. I'm going to come into agreement. Can we come into agreement today?
Amen.
You repeat up to me, say, I believe.
I believe.
This is the written word of God.
This is the written word of God.
God wrote this word to me.
God wrote this word for me.
I am.
I am.
What God's word says I am.
What God's word says I am.
I can be.
I can be.
Everything.
Everything.
God says I can be.
God says I can be.
I can do.
I can do.
Everything.
Everything.
God says I can do.
God says I can do.
Today,
today,
I will hear God's word.
I will hear God's word.
And my life will be changed.
My life will be changed.
It will never be the same.
It will never be the same.
Lord, speak to me.
Lord, speak to me.
I'm listening.
I'm listening.
My ears are open.
My ears are open.
My heart is attentive.
My heart is attentive.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For choosing me.
For choosing me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we're so grateful for your word.
Yes.
And we're grateful that you're sitting here to accomplish something in every heart and every life of each and every one that's gathered here today. So, Lord, I just pray, Father God, that you speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. And when all is said and all is done and all is accomplished, all glory, all honor, and all praise will be unto you.
Yeah.
We say, have your way in this atmosphere, Lord. Have your way in our hearts and lives, Father God. Today, we're going to cast all of our cares upon you, for we know that you care for us. So, Father God, every yoke that the enemy's trying to place upon us, we bind and we call it loosed in Jesus'
yes.
name,
yeah,
and
Jesus.
We cast it at the feet of Jesus.
Amen.
The battle does not belong to us,
yeah.
not by might nor by power,
right.
but by your Spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
Right.
So, Spirit of God, have your way in our hearts and lives, and we'll never cease to give you all the praise in Jesus' name.
Amen
and amen.
Amen.
You know, I love the prophetic word. I love the prophet Isaiah. In Isaiah chapter 42, and we're talking about the prophecy first, he said this in verse number 9. He said, behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Amen. And in other words, it was like Jesus. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without void. It was void without form. And God said, when the word was spoken, it was Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. He was in the word, was with God. The word was God. The same in the beginning was God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. Amen. So Jesus is traveling through time in the spirit realm. And all of a sudden he becomes flesh and dwells among us.
Amen.
Amen. Because the prophetic word was spoken and it was traveling through time, but then it became.
Yes.
And God wants us to understand the things that have been spoken aren't going to come to pass.
Amen.
They're going to become.
Right.
He says for us not to lean to our own understanding, but
yes.
all of our ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our paths.
That's right.
The steps of a righteous man or woman have been ordered by the Lord, and they find delight in their way.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I'm going to delight in the Lord no matter what comes my way.
Yeah.
Amen.
And all my hope and all my trust is in him. So the prophet Isaiah says in Isaiah 43:19, he says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. God's getting ready to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
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 God's going to say to us, it's church, I'm going to call you to make some Holy Ghost adjustments.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Can I do it in my own flesh?
Nope.
But I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength.
Amen.
I can do everything through his power and his might. Amen.
Right.
It's not in my own strength. It's not in my own power. Because his strength is made perfect in our weaknesses. Therefore, we glorify him in our infirmities that his power may rest upon us. Amen. I don't know about you. But the devil tried to steal my joy and steal my excitement. He ain't getting it.
That's right.
I'm like a kid in a candy store.
Amen.
And I got a big sweet tooth.
Yes.
Hello? I like sugar. That's why I married the sweetest thing in the world.
Yes.
I might be a little biased. But he says, behold, I do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? But here's what he says. Here's what I want you to get. Get a hold of this. He says, I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. In other words, when there doesn't seem to be a way, that's when God shows up and makes the way.
Yes, he does.
He said, if you're in a dry place or you're in a barren place, I'm going to be there with you. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain. His Spirit is going to pour out
yes.
like never before.
Hallelujah.
He's going to provide the rivers of pleasures for you and I.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about you, but that gets me a little bit excited about the Jesus I serve. Hallelujah. You know, the Word of God says in Isaiah 40. Are y'all with me this morning?
Yeah.
He says, behold, verse number 10. He says, behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand, and his arms shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. But listen to this. He shall feed the flock like a shepherd, And he shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young. God says to me, he truly cares about family.
Yes.
He cares about the grandma, the mom, the dad, the son, the daughter, the grandchildren. God cares about them all. And God says that he has given freedom to the captives. He's opened prison doors. And a church should be a place where we celebrate his freedom and his goodness and his mercy and his love. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I love family. God gave me a beautiful family. God gave me beautiful grandchildren. Did he, Eli? So he's saying to you and I, as the prophetic word is going forth, all of a sudden you're going to witness things being produced in front of you. But remember, it's a process.
Yes.
You know, God's going to do something special with us. Come on, listen to me. When God does something new, he brings his body with him.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. He brings his body. And everybody's important.
That's right.
Yes.
Everybody's important. There's not one here that's more important than another. God loves everyone the same. He is no respecter of persons. He loves all of us so much.
Right.
Amen. And he cares for you. And he's going to do things. And he's going to do them decently and in order. So in Ezekiel chapter 12, when I'm looking at the producing.
Yes.
Verse number 28. The word of God says, therefore say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, there shall none of my words be prolonged anymore, but the word which I have spoken shall be done, saith the Lord God. Amen? In other words, just like the word was prophetically spoken about Jesus, all of a sudden it became.
Right.
And the words that have been spoken and prophesied, they will become. You know, God says his word will never return unto him void. It'll accomplish what he sent it to do. He wants you and I to know, every last one in the room, the call of God is irrevocable. It does not change. God does not change his mind.
That's right.
If God said it, God will do it. He'll never change his mind.
Yes,
amen. Amen. So when God said it, what I'm doing is saying, okay, by faith, I believe what you said, because faith is the substance of the things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, if I had to see everything before it happened, there was no faith involved in it.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We walk by faith, not by sight.
That's
right. So he's telling us right here, the word has been prophetically spoken, it's beginning to produce, but he tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, it's important. When things don't happen the way you think they should happen. Has anybody ever had something happen the way you didn't want it to happen?
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on.
That's right.
The Apostle Paul, he's writing to the church at Corinth.
Yep.
He says, we then as workers together with them, verse 1, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in the time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee.
Yes.
Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Listen to this, verse 3. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. Hey, guess what? I'm a man. I make mistakes. But I serve a God that's perfect.
Amen.
And what God does is he forgives my mistakes.
Yes.
I mean, when I trip up, God loves me. And but one thing God says is, I don't have room for bitterness. I don't have room for anger. All I have room for is love. Amen. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, God is both using everything for his glory and for his honor. And if I get caught up with my own self-will, guess what's going to happen? I'm going to get all messed up.
Yep.
Yes. Amen. So what the Lord is saying to us in this process, in this period of change, amen, that one, we remember that the word has been prophetically spoken. Uh-huh. Two, it's being produced.
Yes.
But three, he's calling for our patience in and through it.
That's
yes.
right.
So if you look with me in Ecclesiastes chapter 7. I'm not used to preaching downstairs. I'm used to upstairs. So if I'm too loud at you or whatever, I apologize. Hallelujah. Guess what? I'm excited.
Amen.
Me too.
Amen. You know what makes me excited? The word of promises of God through the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. He says, listen to me, verse number 8. He says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. You know, pride comes before destruction and a haughty spirit before the fall.
Yeah.
So he says this, be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger rests up in the bosom of fools.
That's right.
Say not thou, what is the cause that the former days are better than these? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this. Amen? Seasons is changing. What the Lord is saying, he's getting ready to do a new thing. He's going to pour out his spirit like he prophesied in the latter days. Your sons and your daughters are going to prophesy. Your young men are going to have vision. Your old men are going to have dreams. And on my handmaidens and my servants will I pour out my spirit. There's a fresh outpouring that's coming. And we got to believe God in and through it, that God prophetically spoke it. It's being produced. And he calls for us to be patient with it. You know, in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35, he reminds us, cast not away therefore your confidence, which have great recompense of reward.
Hallelujah.
For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise.
That's right.
For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. You know that James tells us in James chapter 5, verse number 7. He reminds us, as God's children,
yes.
Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and have long patience for it until they receive the early and latter rain. Now, how many gardeners do we have? How many have a garden in their house that are growing some vegetables or growing something at your house? What do you wait for?
Rain.
You wait for the rain. You wait for the harvest. You don't go and just pick it because it's green, but there's no fruit on it. You wait for the fruit to mature, and then you pick the fruit. And God is saying to you and I today, his children, he is saying this to you and I. He is saying the word has been prophetically spoken. Yes. We're in a transition period. We're in a process, a period of change. Yes. He is saying we have to believe God at the prophetic word, that the things are going to be produced in front of our very eyes. He said to have patience in and through it, and to hold on to the promises of God.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, all the promises of God.
All the promises of God.
Are yes and amen.
Yes and amen.
I have to apologize. The Lord told me I need to apologize, so I'm going to ask your forgiveness. If you'll forgive me. The other week, I posted a retirement celebration. Let me say something to you. There is no retirement. What is it? It is a transition.
That's right.
I'll be transitioning positions, but I'm called as an evangelist and I'll reach the world. God said to you, and I've said to you many times, I'm going to retire when I go to heaven.
Amen.
Amen. So there is no retirement program. Amen. I'm just switching positions here in the kingdom of God and fulfilling the vision that God's called us to do.
That's right.
Amen. And I know that all things are working together for the good, because why? Because we all love God.
Amen.
And because we're all called according to His purpose.
Hallelujah.
And God has a plan and a purpose for every heart and every life. And we're better together. United we stand, divided we fall.
Right.
God wants you to understand that, hey, things may change a little bit, but if we're looking for God to do something supernatural, what did I always say to you? What is insanity? Doing the same thing and expecting a different outcome. Amen? In other words, what God wants us to do is get crazy for Him. I don't know. Some of my people think sometimes I might be a lunatic for Jesus because I jump up and down and I shout and I get excited. But I don't know about you. I remember where God found me. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He did a work in my heart and life. And the work He's doing in our hearts and lives is for the benefit of others. Amen? It's not about us.
Right.
It's not about us. It's all about Him.
Amen.
And I just want to be a vessel. You want to be a vessel that God works through to minister
Amen.
To us.
That's right.
We want to let our light so shine before men that they see our good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. So He says to you and I, in closing, we find that the word's been prophetically spoken. It's being produced in front of our very eyes. God's calling for us to be patient, but to hold on to the promise. And He says to us in Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 23. He said, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised." Look to your neighbor and say, "He is faithful that promised."
He is faithful that promised.
And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. God is saying to us today that, hey, His word that's been prophetically spoken is being produced. Amen. He is asking us to have patience, holding on to the promise. Because God is not a man that He should lie, neither the Son of Man that He needs to repent.
That's right.
What God says, He'll do.
Amen.
Bow your heads and let us pray.
Hallelujah.
Father, we're grateful for Your word. And Lord, we're grateful that You sent Your word here to accomplish something in our hearts and lives. Father, You're ministering to every heart and every life in the room that everyone has value, everyone has worth. Father God, and that You called us for a time such as now. So Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. Your word says for me to proclaim. You just told me to proclaim. God says, let us not grow weary in well-doing.
Yes.
For in due season we will reap if we faint not. Amen. Cast your cares upon me, says the Lord, for I care for you. Did I not call you? Did I not anoint you? Did I not appoint you for a time such as now? Let go and let me, says the Lord. Release it to me. I loved you. I'll watch over you. I'll protect you. I'll carry you through every storm. As I said, they that wait upon me, I'll renew your strength. You'll mount up with wings like eagles. You'll run and not grow weary. You'll walk and not faint, because your hope and your trust is in me. So trust me with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge me, and I will for surely direct your path. I have called you. I have anointed you for a time such as now. Now allow me to rise in and through you, and the enemy will be scattered in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for every man, woman, and child in this room. We praise you and give you glory for each and every one. Amen and amen. One of the transitions is where this is Transition Sunday, so I'm going to ask who's coming first.
You want to go first?
You're both coming first.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All right. Hello, everybody. I'm JJ Sly, Pastor Carl's son. One thing is for sure, I'm not quite as loud as him. The anointing hasn't fell on me yet. So, if you like it, you can pray for that anointing to fall. If you don't like the loudness, then
he can
keep that for himself.
You'll get loud, don't you worry.
When Mom was giving announcements, she talked about the next generation and young people being on fire. And I'm one of those people that is on fire for God. About 5 weeks ago, he started wrecking my life in my driveway. This guy was the vessel we used to do that. And it's been quite the journey ever since then. He's been wrecking my life every day, wrecking my family's life, wrecking our life. For him, for his purposes, for his glory,
hallelujah,
and for his truth. But when God wrecked my life, I became a new person, a new creation, a new man of God again. So I need to mature in that. And when you're on fire and you're excited about something, it's easy to go. And spring forward and go as fast as you can and set a path to God's promise. And what I feel like God is saying to me in this moment is, son, you've been called a trailblazer, you've been called a pioneer, but I'm the trailblazer. I'm the pioneer. I need you to get behind me so I can make the way.
That's amen. Right.
And
amen.
We're going to do that. We're going to get behind God so he can make the way. But Dad had referred to Hebrews 11 about a now faith.
Yes.
And it's a now faith, but it's by faith that things happen. It's by that now faith that things happen. It's by that faith that Enoch was taken from this life and didn't experience death. It's by faith that Noah built the ark to save his family.
Yes.
It's by faith that Abram when called to go to a place to receive an inheritance. It's by faith that Sarah was able to have a child.
Yes.
These by faith moments is what we're walking in right now. We're walking in by faith moments. And at the end of Hebrews 11, the Word of God says this. And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell you about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, about David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. This by faith thing that God is doing in our hearts is a process that he's taking us through. He is refining our hearts, and we have to step back and get back behind him.
Amen.
That's what we're doing. We're stepping back and getting behind God and allowing him to move us forward. Because we don't want to, I don't want to lead you guys forward in front of God.
Amen.
Because we're all going to fall off a cliff if that happens.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. We want to be in God's will, in God's promises. We're talking about transition. Transition will happen. We don't know a time. We don't know a date. We don't know when God has set it forth. But we promise you this. We're going to pray and seek him and find what answers he has for us. And I want you guys to join us, to pray and ask God to show us his plan and his perfect will for our lives. Because if we get behind God, this fire that he's burning inside of us, this next generation of young people, this fire that's inside of us, this community don't stand a chance not to know him. But we have to be in his will. We have to be in his plan, and we have to be in his purpose.
Wow, that's amazing. Psalms 133 says, how wonderful and pleasant it is when brothers live together in harmony.
Yes.
For harmony is as precious as the anointing oil. That was poured down over Aaron's head and ran down his beard and onto the border of his robe. Harmony is the refreshing dew of the Mount of Hermon that falls upon the mountains of Zion. And there the Lord pronounces the blessings, and it's life as everlasting.
Mm.
Guys, we want to slow down and allow God to do what he needs to do. So that the blessing can remain over this house.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, you know, maybe we've stepped out of line. Maybe we went ahead a little too fast. But it was out of love. It was out of fire and out of joy and out of the passion and out of the word that was spoken to me 3 months ago. And then confirmed through Becca and JJ. And we know God has spoken.
Come on.
That's right.
Now we are going to slow down and make sure that he has not only spoken to us, but speaking to you guys, and know that we can be in harmony with one another.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is where the blessing is.
That's right.
I want to pray over us as we close this service out. And if everyone could close their eyes, I would appreciate it. I'm going to read a song and then close in prayer. This is the song is Nothing Is Wasted.
Yes.
You know our every need. You see our poverty. You are enough for us. Jesus, you gave blind their sight. You raised the dead to life. You've done the same for us. Jesus, you are loving. You are wise. There is nothing in my life you cannot revive. You are loving. You are wise. There is nothing too hard for our God. Your word is inside of us. My strength, our strength, our everything, our hope will always be in Jesus. Your breath inside of our lungs. You are worthy of our trust. You will be Jesus. You are loving. You are wise. There is nothing in our life you cannot revive. You are loving. You are wise. There is nothing in our life that is too hard for God. Nothing is wasted. You work all things out for the good. And nothing is wasted. Your promise remains forever. You reign.
That's right.
Nothing is wasted. I say again, you work all things out for the good. And nothing is wasted. Your promise remains forever. God, we declare this morning, and in the presence of our Lord, that every dream is restored. Every broken heart is healed. Every lie of the enemy has to vanish in the presence of our living God. I speak life to dead dreams in Jesus' name. I speak hope up to the broken hope in Jesus' name. We speak faith. We speak joy. We speak peace in every song. And in the name of Jesus, every promise shall be fulfilled.
That's right.
You are great. You are God. There is nothing too hard for you. God, we give you praise. We give you honor this morning.
Thank you.
God, allow each a heart to be open to receive the word that was spoken today. God, it's not our will, but your will.
That's right.
God, let us see the way you see.
Yes.
Let us think the way you think.
That's right.
God, just as JJ said, you pioneer the way. You blaze it. You blaze the path.
Yeah.
And God, light every heart on fire that wants to just follow in that path and go behind you.
Thank you.
God, we thank you for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you for the words that have been spoken. And God, we just want to bring you glory.
Yes.
That's right.
We want to bring you glory.
Yes, Jesus.
Yeah.
We don't want to be about one person, one man. We want to be, we want it to be about you.
That's right.
Not a person or man on earth, but you in heaven that is reigning over every single one of us, God. May everything that we do from this point bring you honor and bring you glory. We praise you in Jesus' name, amen.
No songs to sing. Church, it starts now. It starts now. We're behind God now.
Yes,
he's leading the way.
Yes.
Let's pray together.
Yes.
From this day forward, let's pray to God and pursue his very best for us.
Amen.
Yes. All of his promises are good. There's not a bad one in the book. There's not a bad promise that he gives his children. Like he tells us that if he can feed the birds in the air, like how much more will he give us?
That's right.
Now's the time.
Yes.
Now faith is going to push us forward.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. One of the things that we need to get a hold of, so there's no, everybody has understanding that God, it's all about God's timing.
That's right.
And we can't make it happen. We got to wait and depend upon Him.
Yeah.
That's right. People out there. And that His timing is perfect, that He cares for each and every one of us. And guess what? We're moving forward.
Yes.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. And what the Lord wants us to do, if we could say, if you have sickness or pain or discomfort or whatever you may be going through, I just want you to stand up and I want you to lift your hands to heaven right now. And I want us to sing, "You Deserve the Glory."
Yes.
I love that song.
Yes,
sir. Amen. Amen. Can you stand with me? Can you stand with me? We're going to give Him the glory. And we're going to give Him God and everything He said He's going to do.
Yes.
So we're going to go ahead and give Him all the praise and glory. You know what faith is acting like it's already been done.
That's right. Yes.
Amen.
That's right.
Because without faith, it's impossible to please Him.
Yes.
For they that come to Him must believe that He is God, and He is a rewarder to them that diligently seek Him. So I'm not a very good singer, but can somebody lead us? Do we have a singer in the room? Hallelujah. Cease to give you the glory in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.